expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX. Brought to you by Memorial Health System. You have questions about your health, and Memorial Health System has the answers. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, ask the expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM, WTAX.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Ray Lytle, and this is Ask the Expert, the weekly show that keeps you up to date on so many things, and we have our experts in. This week, a little different. We're going to talk about, rather than a disease or an illness or like that, we're going to talk about an event. And my expert today, Tiffany Lowers, she's System Director of Patient Experience for Memorial Health System, and she is the chair of the Be Aware Women's Fair Organizing Committee. Let's welcome Tiffany back to the program. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
It's good to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you too.
You are chairing the Be Aware Women's Fair Organizing Committee, and we're going to talk about the fair. We're going to talk about the Be Aware Women's Fair, which is how many years now has Memorial been putting together the fair?
This year is our seventh year.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Seventh year in a row doing this. When it started, what was it? I mean, let's talk a little bit of the growth. What was it when it started out?
Well, it actually started out as something we called Girls Night Out, kind of a trial run at the hospital, and we had a waiting line out the door and up the stairs.
That was year one?
It was year zero.
Okay.
And right then that night was like, okay, we're going to do this. And so the first year we just jumped in and we had about 1,200 people join us out at the Orr Building. Thank goodness. And we have just continued to grow every year from there. The community has been fantastic. The support has been amazing. It's just been an awesome event that continues to blow my mind and make me so happy and proud every year.
And you go into it now expecting a couple thousand people?
We always hope to grow by a couple hundred every year.
Right.
And so last year we hit just about 2,000.
Oh, wow.
So we hope to exceed that this year.
When it started, did you ever think that it was, did they think it would grow to this size?
You hope so.
That's pretty big. I mean, an event in Springfield, that's pretty big, you know.
In five hours.
The
event's from 9 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we partner with the Making Strides Walk. So the goal is just to really keep the energy, the excitement, the power of the day going. And Springfield's done us proud. They've done great.
And, I mean, there's... people are really big fans, exciting about this. I mean, there are people that have been looking forward to it all year. I mean, just to go, it's fun, but there's also screenings and things like that, which we'll get into. But let me ask you some of the general stuff. Like, for example, how much does it cost to get in?
It costs $4, but everybody loves a coupon.
Yeah.
So, of course, we offer a coupon. It's on our website, which I'm going to probably try to squeeze this in as many times as I can. It's BeAwareWomensFair.com. Go to the website. There's a little link. Click the link. Print
it's
it
a little
off.
Red link, and you just and it says print dollar off coupon.
Print,
yeah.
Print dollar off coupon. Bring that with you. Print off as many as you want. Share with all your friends. Bring it with $3 to get into the door.
Well, that's good. And you got to save a buck. Why not, right? Just for printing off a coupon, it's easy.
Absolutely.
And so it's $4. However, you can get a dollar off coupon at BeAwareWomensFair.com. Now, you guys, you gather all this money from people. Where does the money go?
The proceeds from the entry fee, the exhibitor fee, the raffle that we have, which hopefully we'll get to later.
Yeah.
Those proceeds go to our breast cancer assistance fund, our breast cancer patient assistance fund. Now, this fund is set up and it's not to pay the bills, the medical bills. There are other funds that we have to help with that. This is to help with those things to help you try to feel normal, because when you're going through cancer, normal is not a word that is usually in your vocabulary.
Right, yeah.
So it is to pay for the wig, to pay for the lymphedema sleeve, to pay for that special bra, to pay for the house cleaning, because after chemo, it's just not possible, to pay for prepared meals, because the last thing you want to think about is standing in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, you're tired.
Yeah, but you got to make sure your family's taken care of. And so this fund is to make sure that we can help with all of those other things that you want to make sure is taken care of for you and for your family.
I don't know what a lymphedema sleeve is. What is that?
It's it kind of looks like a really thick pair of awkward pantyhose, but it goes on not just your legs. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have this extreme amount of swelling. And so this pantyhose like thing, and I'm trying to be very general.
Sure, yeah.
Holds that swelling in.
Like a spank type thing?
There you go.
Yeah,
like a glorified pair of medical spanks.
Yeah, I mean, I know that they have, that's the brand name, but I mean.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're going to go to a specialty shop and you're going to buy this fancy Spanx. Mm. And those are things that you need to feel better. And those are things the fund can help.
That's cool. I didn't know that they could help people with that.
Yeah. It's the things that normally you might not feel like you can reach out to someone to get help with. And those are the things that we want to try to help ease when you're going through your treatment and through this process.
And you said something that just blew my mind. The wig.
Yeah.
I guess I never thought that. Boy, those wigs probably cost a little. Some of them are very realistic. I mean, just really realistic looking. So.
And can be very expensive.
That's what I'm saying. They have to cost money to look that good. I guess I never thought of it.
And now there's a cap, because if we spent oodles and oodles of money on one patient, that we might be tapped out, and we want to help as many people as we can. So there, you know, there's a limit that we want to share the love as much as we can.
Right.
So there is a limit, but we do have a very seamless process in place. So it's not like you have to fill out a application and go through this very extensive process. It's pretty simple and easy, and the goal is to just take away one less thing to worry about.
I get, you know, when you talk about these things, it really, I'm like, you know, after your, or during and after your battles, there is, I guess I never thought about it. Yeah, who's going to feed the family? Who's going to do these things? And that's what you use. I think that's fantastic that there's a fund that has money for that.
Yeah, and so that's where our funds go to. And that's, you know, the event is a very magical day in itself, and it's empowering, and it's educational, and it's a lot of fun. But the day goes beyond that, because then those funds are doing all of these great things to, you know, empower someone when they can put that wig on and they feel good again, or they come home from chemo and they don't have to worry about fixing the meal,
right?
Because they can just sit down and enjoy the evening with their family.
Well, they're tired.
Oh, and, you know, they're exhausted.
And the family is, you know, there's a, I mean, for the person who has it is one thing, but that the children of that person, I mean, there is a sadness that that you battle if there's somebody in your family that is fighting this as well. It's nice that, you know, there's things that you guys can do to help all of them just relax and just the whole family just spend time together. I think that's really special. That's really nice.
Yeah.
I had no idea that's where the money for this went.
That is where it goes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And we talked about you're expecting at least 2,000 people.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Now, when I want to take a break, and when we come back, we are talking about the Be Aware Women's Fair. And we want to find out everything about the event. I want to talk about the screenings and things like that are offered at the Be Aware Women's Fair. It's coming up this weekend, by the way.
This Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. This Saturday. So when we come back, we're going to talk specifically about some of the things that are offered there. All right. Tiffany's back. Tiffany Lowers is here. She's System Director, Patient Experience for Memorial Health System, and Chair of the Be Aware Women's Fair Organizing Committee. We are going to continue in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM, WTAX.
We are back. It is Ask the Expert today. I'm your host, Ray Lytle. Tiffany is with me again, and she's back. This is a second time? Third time? Second time on the show?
Couple times.
Yeah, third time. It's good to see you again. Tiffany Lowers, of course, is a System Director of Patient Experience for Memorial Health System and Chair of the Be Aware Women's Fair Organizing Committee. And Be Aware Women's Fair is an event that so many people look forward to every year. At least a couple thousand people hanging out. And it's at the Orr Building, right?
Yes,
at the
on
Orr
the
Building.
Fairgrounds.
This Saturday.
This Saturday, the 8th.
And what it starts at what time?
It runs from 9 to 2.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people for such a short amount of time.
And a lot to take in.
Yeah.
It's a busy 5 hours.
I want to specifically get to the screenings, because that's a big thing that people talk about. Earlier, someone was in here, and they said, yeah, that's where I get my screenings every year. That's where I get it done, is they go to the Be Aware Women's Fair. So explain to me what kind of screenings are there and what we're doing on that
okay.
day.
So the first thing about the screenings is they are all free. So
oh,
you
wow.
pay your okay. you pay your couple bucks at the door, and then right. once you're in, all those screenings are free. The other piece that I will say to it is this does not replace your wellness check.
Right.
Okay. So do not think that you can come in here and then not have to go to the doctor until the next women's fair.
Right.
But we do give you a card when you walk in that will, the professional at each of the screenings will write down your results for you, because there are over 24 different screenings.
Wow.
And it's easy to get confused. Was my blood pressure 36 or was it 120 over 80? When they're throwing all these numbers at you.
So you'll go to one booth and they'll just be doing blood pressure there.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So they'll take your blood pressure. They'll write it down for you. There is a professional there to talk to you. So if you don't know if 120 over 80 is good, is it bad? What does that mean? That person is there to talk to you, answer your questions, walk you through, you know, what is a blood pressure, things like that, to kind of help you with that.
I remember the good old days when I was 120 over 80 without the help of medicine. Oh, those are the good old days.
Oh, the good old days.
So they do that. And what are their, is it nurses? Is it, I mean, who's doing the
variety of healthcare providers?
It's experienced people is
oh,
what
yes.
I'm getting at.
Oh, yes. No,
so I wouldn't know how to take a blood pressure. Well, I guess on one of those little things you put on your finger or your wrist or whatever, but outside of that, I wouldn't know how to take it.
Yeah, no, these are trained professionals, not people that stayed at Holiday Inn last night.
Right.
They know what they're doing. And we try every year to really sit yeah. down. This committee sits down and thinks about, okay, from head to toe, what is everything we can try to bring in from head to toe? So, you know, we cover the general, the blood pressure, the glucose. Cholesterol was very popular last year. It will be back.
And how do they check the cholesterol? Is there a little poke or something?
A little, yep, little finger poke.
All right.
And then we even have things new this year is migraines.
Oh, really? What do they do for that?
Some of this now, I will say, is not an actual screening. So it's not like they're going to, you know, check your head.
Right.
But the professional is there to talk to you, kind of like a little, you know, question and answer tool. Do you have headaches so many times a week? Things like that. And then kind of give you an assessment, answer some questions. And that professional is there to help you with some guidance on things like migraines.
My wife needs to ask those questions.
Yeah.
She gets those migraines. Oh, my gosh.
So they're there. And, you know, it's not like we're going to run you through the screenings area where you have to stop at every point. For myself, for example, I probably would not stop at the blood pressure stop because my blood pressure is good. But I would be interested in the migraine booth, so I would stop there. So you do not feel like you have to go to every single screening. Go to the ones that are important
to
you.
How many times can you get stuck? You know what I mean? Like, how many times are they going to get your finger? How many tests have that?
There's not very many.
Oh.
And we try to set them up. Like, for example, the running center is there, and so is Memorial's Orthopedic, and they're doing bone density screening. So we have them next to each other. Well, so you take your shoe off.
Right.
Well, it's kind of like when you're at the shoe store. It's annoying to take my shoe off 14 times to try on shoes.
Right.
So purposely, we have them next to each other. So you take your shoe off once, you go through those couple screenings, and then you put your shoe back on and you're done.
I'll be darned.
So we're trying to coordinate them so that it makes sense and you're not annoyed when you go through the screenings area. And like I said before, just go to the ones that you want to, and you can hop around. You don't have to go in sequential order of the tables.
What's the most popular of all the screenings?
Last year was definitely cholesterol. there was a long line, and people were really okay with standing in line for that because they really wanted to have their cholesterol checked. And that's exactly what we're here for. So by all means, stand in that line and get your cholesterol checked.
Now, it's the Be Aware Women's Fair. So say my wife goes and I go with her. And while I'm standing there, I go, you know what? I wonder what my cholesterol is. Could I go up, or are they going to go, no, 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 women only?
No, not women only.
So anyone can get it checked.
Anyone can get it checked.
Wow, yes. I like that.
And while I know we kind of focus on screenings, but good opportunity to say that it's called the Women's Fair. We want this to be an opportunity.
The whole families will go.
Absolutely, yeah. The idea behind it was women don't really take the time out for themselves. Mm-hmm. We're worried about our husbands and our kids, and we're caregivers to the extended family. So this is the day for it to be about you. But we want the husbands there, and we want the men in your life there, and we want the kiddos there. We have a whole kids' corner devoted to fun stuff for the kiddos.
Oh, I like that.
The screenings are for the men as well. The booths are, you know, for the men as well. So this really is a family event, and we want them all to come out.
And you'll have all ages then.
Oh, absolutely.
We're all the way up to
strollers to wheelchairs and everything in between.
What is the most, what is the, I was going to say most important, but that's not what I'm looking for. What is the different screenings, what is the most, not intricate, forgive me for not getting this, but the most advanced screening that they do there? You know what I mean? Is that the stuff where they poke you and take the blood and do that stuff, or? Because a lot of things are poking. I mean,
yeah,
I know they're not. I know they don't have full-on syringes and pulling things. You know, and they're not doing all that. But I'm just saying that there are. There's a lot of screenings,
and they're so different. So, for example, like you said, you know, you have the finger poke if you want your cholesterol checked. There's a spine analysis where they have this ginormous jumbotron TV to show you the analysis of your spine. Like, you can't miss this TV. It's
really
huge. Yeah. Where they walk you through that. And then you can get a 5-minute chair massage. So bonus.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That'd be my favorite.
Yeah. And then Sports Care's doing fitness analysis. So they're going to kind of make you do some work, but then they're going to give you the results of that. There's the stroke team there. So, you know, where are you on that? So there are so many different activities that will
they bring something you walk through and it gives you an analysis of your spine.
Well, not a walk through,
right.
But they do a kind of hands-on with their tools. Yeah, so there's just so many different ways that the screenings are done. I can't really pinpoint to say one is so intricate and one is so simple, because there's just a wide variety of how each of them get the results. It's just pretty fantastic.
And what's the biggest piece of equipment that Memorial is bringing down to the Orr Building for the Be Aware Women's Fair Saturday?
Actually, there will be the real 3D mammography machine.
I thought that's gigantic. Isn't that really big?
Well, it's pretty good size.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about that on the show before.
Yeah, it's going to be
there.
They
bring the whole unit down there.
The whole darn thing.
And what do they do? They show people what they do when they do that? Or?
Yeah, the technologists will be there. They will show how it works. They will walk them through the mammogram. They're not actually doing them there.
Do they do one in front of everybody as a sample? Do they bring somebody up and do that? Or?
I guess
they explain how it works.
Explain how it works. They will show how the machine moves, how it, you know, kind of compresses and whatever, just to kind of let people know that it is not this big, scary monster.
Yeah, it's not scary.
We
talked about that before. I think last time you were here, we might have brought that up for a little bit. And it just sounds really cool how it works. I didn't know you guys brought that whole thing down there.
Well, what better way to see than to just actually see it? We will be scheduling mammograms there in the mammography booth. So if it's time for you to have your mammogram, well, seize the moment and schedule your mammogram out at the Women's Fair.
Who brings that down there? Is there like a crew that will...
Hologic, who is the company that we have our mammography machines mm-hmm. through. They are bringing it on site.
Wow.
They also feel that this is a great opportunity for people outside of that hospital environment to see what this is and how it works, and that it's a very important tool for women's health.
I like the idea of letting people know this isn't some scary machine. This is, here it is. And it's not in the hospital setting. You get to see it, you know, I mean, you've seen it at fairgrounds. It does make it to people less intimidated by it.
Yeah, and it's in a light environment. Most likely you're with your group of friends and you're not actually having it done. And the technologist is there in a neutral environment that you could ask her all the questions that you want to, and they're there to assist with that.
I think it's great. I want to take a break for news, and we'll come back. There's so many things we want to talk about. I mean, there are all the other exhibitors that are going on. I know you guys got a bunch of sponsors. I want to give them a plug. You talk a little bit about Kids Corner. Let's also talk about something. I know that my mother lives for this, raffle drawings. You got all the raffles and all that stuff. And everyone's signing up for this and that. Let's talk about some of those things as well. We'll do it when we get back. Ask the Expert. Tiffany Lowers is here, System Director of Patient Experience for Memorial Health System and Chair of the Be Aware Women's Fair Organizing Committee. We'll do it next on Ask the Expert.
Savings.
Welcome back to Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX. Brought to you by Memorial Health System. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, ask the expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM, WTAX.
All right, we're back. It is Ask the Expert. Tiffany Lowers is here. We're talking about the Be Aware Women's Fair. You can check out details at BeAwareWomen'sFair.com. I was just looking at the amount of booths that you have at the fair. Are these just set up on tables, or how many people total have got booths, or how many booths do you have there?
I think there is 119.
Because I'm just looking at the list and I see one that says 129. I don't know if that means it's 129 booth or what, but I mean, that's a lot.
There's a lot.
Oh, look, there's 131. So who knows what your total number is, but how do they fit everybody in? I mean, I know the Orr Building's big, but
it is packed full. And actually, we partner with Best Expo. And when I sent them the list this year, he had a delay in response. And he said it was because he was out there trying to stretch the Orr Building because he wasn't for sure where he was going to fit everybody.
Yeah, how do you put it together?
Very carefully.
And these are like people who have businesses or companies or services, whatever, and they set up booths so that they could get, they can get eyes on their product, but they could also help out. And I mean, there's a lot of people involved. That's really impressive.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm looking at the people. I wish I had time to read all of them because I think it's great they're involved in it. It would just take up the rest of the show.
Yeah, you know? They're
so
on the
giant
website.
Yeah,
so people can check them out if they want to get a sneak peek of who's gonna be there.
Yeah, and you see like some of the big sponsors and stuff. It's really, I mean, that means that they just wrote checks, huh?
Yeah.
Like I see Bank of Springfield and Hy-Vee and O'Shea. And I mean, that's pretty cool. This is nice, especially when we find out what the money that you make, you know, what goes to the fund and what the fund pays for and stuff. I think is just fantastic. We talked about it earlier. Some of the other things that are going on. Are some of the giveaways, raffle drawings? What kind of stuff are we talking about in the raffle drawings this year?
Oh, we have so many great things! It's so exciting.
You're very excited.
I'm excited.
You know you can't win, right? I mean, you're.
Yeah, I know. But just the things that the businesses donate and people donate amazes me, and I love it. And so we have two different raffles. We have what we call the general raffle. They're $1 a ticket. And then we have the what we call grand raffle. So they're $5 a ticket. For the general raffle, you have to be present to win because they're what I'll say the stuff. They're actual items. They're raffle baskets. They're bulks of things that have been put together, or baskets that groups have put together. And there are some super awesome things. They're all kinds of spa packages and family movie night, and, you know, just all fun packages of great items.
So there's a lot of there's not just three prizes. There's a lot of
No, I'm talking probably 50, 60.
Oh my God. Who MCs this?
It's by ticket, so you drop your tickets in.
Right.
You know, you write your name on your ticket, you drop it into the boxes for whatever you want. Then at 11:15 for the one raffle and 1 o'clock for the other raffle, we draw out, and then we will put a spreadsheet up on our two.
Oh, so you're not announcing it?
Oh my gosh!
Oh,
no.
I felt sorry for the person that was going to have to go. And now the basket of blah blah blah. The ticket number is 472. I'm thinking that's going to take hours to do that.
Nope. We put it up on the entrances on the screens.
Right.
We put the ticket number and the name.
Does everyone rush to go see if their ticket won?
It is like vultures.
It's like an airport.
They just
our flight's been changed.
Oh, they swarm.
I can imagine.
We can't draw tickets and get that spreadsheet put together fast enough. But it's great because they are supporting us. It is wonderful.
Yeah.
Some other things at the grand raffle, we call Restaurant Palooza. So we take a whole bunch of restaurant gift cards that we got donated, and we put them into one raffle item. And you can probably go out to eat at least once a month at a restaurant here local. Another is a $300 Hy-Vee gift card.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Right. We also have a $300 Visa gift card.
Very nice.
And who doesn't need that right around the holidays? Either
Absolutely.
If you're preparing holiday meals, or who doesn't need $300 to go Christmas shopping?
Absolutely, yeah.
Denny Jewelers also donated not one pair, but three pairs of diamond earrings.
Oh, that's great.
They are beautiful.
That's fantastic. And that's for the higher priced raffle ticket?
That'll be for the grand raffle.
Right.
We also have one of the, I feel like they've been on back order for the entire year. Yeti also has, then there's Arctic, you know, like the Yeti cooler.
Right.
Yeti. Okay, then there's Arctic. So we were given by our T-shirt company, Justice Graphics, a Arctic cooler.
Very nice.
Yes. So we have one of those as a raffle item that's also on our grand raffle. So we have some amazing grand raffle items that you could look at and go, that would be fantastic to have for myself.
Yeah.
Or you could think ahead and go, that would be the most amazing Christmas present for fill in the blank.
I think that's real. No wonder people are excited about it. I mean, they're great prizes, and I would love to see the madness. You got to take video of that. You just got to get some videographers just to kind of watch some of this stuff go on when people are rushing to go see if they're
the swarming.
Yeah, the swarm.
It's a sight.
We are talking about the Be Aware Women's Fair. It's happening at the Orr Building this Saturday from 9 until 2. No reservations. You just show up. You can even go to BeAwareWomen'sFair.com, print off the dollar off coupon to save yourself a dollar on the admission. You go in there. We've heard 100 and some odd booths. All of these, what was it? You said 21 health screenings or 21?
Over 24.
Over 24. Yep. Oh my God, all the health screenings. People to talk to, demonstrations, including the 3D mammograph or the 3D mammography unit. Forgive me. We just talked about the raffle drawings. I have met some of the super survivors. We've had super survivors in here. They will be there as well.
They will. Their reveal is at noon on the stage. They actually, we whisk them off Saturday morning. They spend the morning at BJ's Grand Salon getting all, I always make sure to say, more beautiful.
When do they find out that they are the ones that are getting this?
They know.
Oh, you are. They already know. Okay.
We did. I think the word she used was sabotage when we were here last time.
That's right, yeah.
That she said we sabotaged them in July.
Right.
We did shopping last month.
Oh, so they've already done it? Okay.
Yep, we've done shopping.
And that was cool. I remember when we talked about that, we got the whole description of how she found out and the fun that she had. And yeah, I mean, it really is a cool story. If you guys don't remember, I suggest when you go to the website, get that podcast. Because it really is, the story is really cool when there's a description of that. And was that Lisa,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, when Lisa describes it, it's really cool. So this is, Super Survivors come in for for this event as well, and that's cool. And then what is Girls Love Mail? I have written down. What is that?
Girls Love Mail is a non-for-profit organization that we just stumbled upon a couple years ago, based out of California. Their purpose is to collect just random letters. Anybody can write them. The letter is purposely written by a stranger, intended for someone who is sitting down at their first breast cancer treatment. And they get this letter from a stranger that is this inspiring letter pretty much saying, you can do this.
Oh, that's cool.
And so their group collects these letters.
Can anyone write one?
Anybody can. And so it was kind of an opportunity for us to go, well, we could collect a ton of letters.
Yeah.
And so we have a booth. And we kind of have some prompt you, because it sounds so easy, but then you sit down with a piece of paper and your pen, you go, okay, I'm going to write an inspiring letter to a stranger, and you blank.
I got to tell you something, though. And this is, I'm shooting from the heart here. I think it would be easier to write a letter to a stranger than, I mean, I could definitely write a letter to a friend of mine going through it, but I think it would take a long time for me to... It could take hours, but I'm saying writing a letter to a stranger and just all of those thoughts, you could think about anybody when writing it, but I think I could do that fairly quickly, you know, and just put those thoughts and best of luck wishes to someone without having to tell any kind of personal story because you don't know them.
Right.
And I mean, I'm pretty confident that I could. I think most people probably could. I mean, it's not super quick, but still, it's not as... Like if a friend of mine or a family member, that takes time.
Sure.
So I would think this is, and I could imagine how cool, I mean, it has to be nice to read a letter
it's
like
powerful.
That from someone. Yeah.
Yeah. So we collect them. We send them to Girls Love Mail. They have a very long list of people, hospitals, cancer treatment centers that have hooked up with Girls Love Mail to receive their letters. Memorial is one of them. And so then Girls Love Mail will send them the letters in the fancy, cute little Girls Love Mail envelopes. And so when the patient sits down to their infusion.
Which takes a while and isn't all that comfortable from what I've heard. Yeah.
And then here sits this letter with all these great words of encouragement from a complete stranger
who
knows where. So last year we sent about 400 letters to Girls Love Mail that we gathered during the event. We also have created a coloring page that has our t-shirt design, because we always have a t-shirt design every year. We've turned it into a coloring page so that the kiddos can take part in it too.
That's awesome.
And we send them all off to Girls Love Mail, and in exchange, we give you a pink cupcake to thank you for writing the letter.
That in itself would make me write a letter. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so we participate with Girls Love Mail and feel that it's just another warm and fuzzy that's a great part of the fair.
I'm telling you, it's what you've put together is it's so special in only 7 years' time. What a special event this is. This is really something. We're running out of time, as we always are. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll sort of wrap it. We'll put everything together, wrap up any missing parts we didn't get to. We'll fill in those holes as well. We're talking about the Be Aware Women's Fair. It's coming up once again this Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock until 2 in the afternoon. All this stuff is squeezed into, 5 hours' time? That's amazing. It's happening at the Orr Building on the State Fairgrounds. They're expecting over 2,000 people to come there, and it just sounds like a special event. And you moms out there who are thinking of going, if you have a daughter, I mean, this would be something they'd really enjoy. We'll talk, let's specifically talk about the kids when we come back as well, as to why they should come out there. There's things for them to do and more. We'll discuss it as we continue talking about the Be Aware Women's Fair webpage, beawarewomensfair.com. Back with more on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM, WTAX.
We're back. It's Ask the Expert. Tiffany Lowers is with me, and we're discussing the Be Aware Women's Fair. which is going on at the Orr Building this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2. We've talked about 100 and some odd booths, and there's people displaying things. There's health screenings. The super survivors are there. That's really cool. I talked about people bringing their kids. You know, bring your daughters, your sons. Bring your family. And so the kids don't get bored. You guys, I know you have a kids' corner. You talked about it a little bit earlier. What is all involved in the kids' corner?
The kids' corner is put on by Memorial's Child Care.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody knows what to do with the kiddos, it is them.
They know.
They will have three different activities for the kids to do. So it's hands-on for them to have some activities and some takeaways. Now, I will say this is not drop your kids off childcare.
Yeah.
It's stay with them and let them have some time. I have a 4 and 7-year-old, and I know I cannot have all mommy time. We need to have some time for the girls to do things, and then I can do some things. So that's kind of keep it balanced so they feel like they get to have some fun, and you do as well. But, you know, when you're walking around the rest, if you're okay with them having some of the little freebies and stuff at the table, that's fine. But this corner is strictly devoted to them.
I noticed when I'm looking at, I spent some of the commercials looking at the different booths and stuff, and there are like, one has chocolate and stuff. Do they bring any of that stuff to sample by chance? Is there any samples going on?
Sure, samples, giveaways.
Oh,
there is,
I like that.
All kinds of goodies. So you really have to make sure to, you know, weave up and down the aisles, make sure to stop and take it all in. There is all kinds of good stuff happening in every square foot of this building.
Can I point out how severe my weight problem is? I'm actually trying to find the chocolate places. But I do. I see the chocolate places. I see places like Scentsy.
Yes.
They got the good smelling stuff.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Just. So there are people that give you samples and little or coupons or something.
And lots of shopping. So if you were
thinking, you can buy it right
it
there.
Is October and mm-hmm. I have not started Christmas shopping, really you could start and you could maybe even finish Saturday.
Yeah,
there's a wide variety
a lot of
stuff
there.
Yes. Now, one thing that's kind of off subject, but I have to make sure to mention is we partner with American Cancer Society's mm-hmm. Making Strides Walk.
Yeah.
They start at the Commodities Pavilion and the walk is at 9. If you are a walker and you want to just keep the day going, which you should, is when you finish the walk and you come up to the Orr Building and you show us your Making Strides sticker, your entrance to the fair is free.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, we partner with them. You know, they're all about breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
finding a cure, ending this. We are all in this for the same reasons, and we want to keep this going, and it's a fantastic day. And so come up to the Orr Building after the walk and bring that energy into the building. Your entrance is free. It is awesome. You can always tell when the walk finishes because the energy from that walk fills the Orr Building.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it is fantastic. So I wanted to make sure to mention, go do the Making Strides walk, come up the hill to the Orr Building, and keep the day going with us, and just make October 8th a fantastic breast cancer awareness, women's health awareness, awesome day.
It is this Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. at the Orr Building. It's $4 admission. However, you can print a coupon off of the webpage, beawarewomensfair.com. There's information, there's freebies, there's samples, there's booths, there's raffled tickets and drawings, there's screenings. You can go in there and leave knowing your numbers for everything. Your bone density, your cholesterol, your blood pressure, you name it, you can get it done. And you learn so much as well. Tiffany, I've really enjoyed it. I wish you luck this week. I know you've worked hard.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you guys have big success. That's BeAwareWomensFair.com. Check it out online. That's it for Ask the Expert this week. Dr. Nicole Florence, and next week to talk about over-the-counter medications. Until then, enjoy yourselves. That's it for Ask the Expert.
This has been Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX. Brought to you by Memorial Health System. For more information about Memorial Health System, visit choosememorial.org. And join us every Tuesday at 3 for Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM.